please forego any narwhal activities unless you're able to have your narwhal buddy available by Zoom. This is the perfect polar.
Your narwhal buddy's on the Zoom. So if you're... So do you have to get this Zoom linked up before you start doing the narwhals? Do you expect to be knee-deep in the narwhals and be able to call your buddy? It's via Zoom? There's no way you're going to know.
There's a note. You should know ahead of time if you're getting into a narwhal situation. Yeah. I mean, have you ever walked into one and not...
Like, whoa. Situation I walked into. Oh, it's normal. Wait.
Honey, how many of these have you had?
I gotta zoom my normal, buddy. Welcome to the Perfect Four. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yay! We're all here distancing from our personal
we're all
studios.
There.
We're all there.
Change that to we're all there.
We're all there, man. We're everywhere and not anywhere, man.
We're distancing.
We're going to be hanging out with you still, like always, next hour or two. We'll see what happens, man. We got an outline, but you never know what's going to happen. We're just going to have some fun.
I'm drinking straight out of the can tonight.
Ooh, Nick's going to drink straight out of a can. That's how raw things... This is what shelter in place has done to Nick. He's starting to drink out of a can.
I don't care anymore.
Listeners are going to call us here soon, and we're going to be talking about what was going on last week with beer and our beers and... What beers we're hoping to get looking out for. Before the show, we started our tailgating with a beer, and my tailgate beer was from Urban Roots, donated to the show by Wazit Corvette. It's called Comfort Hamster, an unfiltered rustic pilsner. It was interesting. It tastes more of like a cider than it does a beer.
Is it artisan?
Yeah, it's artisan, and that's what I'm drinking still to this at this moment. Matt, what you got?
I'm still drinking America Mania. I didn't open it too long ago.
America Mania from Tioga Sequoia, brother.
How many Hulk Hogan impressions have you had to endure the past week?
People were actually pretty calm about it. At most, they just have a shirt on. You
know. Once in a while, a hoaxer
shirt.
I've
been waiting to wear this shirt.
Did they tear it open? Like, get all, like, build up? Like, they came into the brewery and they're just, like, kind of calm. And then they started looking at the board, started looking around. And you just thought, like, there's no way this guy's going to be able to make it up here. And then he just starts going, no, starts shaking his head. He's like, no. No! And then all of a sudden he bursts out and he tears off the shirt and he orders beer. Is that what happened, Matt?
There was a point where we were going to have tank tops, and I was like, well, he might as well sell these at the entrance so that they can just rip them as they're walking
to the bar. Rippable tank tops. $5.
And here's your tank top.
That always got me as a kid, that Hulkster, like man, Hulk, he's done. Hulk is done. There's no way he can come back. And then he just starts waking up. And he starts getting angry. He's like, no, man. I'm not done. Yeah, that's right. Because he's a real American.
That's right.
That was the weakest version of that song that's ever been played anywhere.
Is that one weak?
No, it's just because I could barely hear it on this side. So it's just like.
We did not have good audio quality. Listen, Clubs Kids, be very, very quiet.
All right, now we're getting there. Yeah, that's right. Don't hide, man. Don't hide from the Merkamania. Don't hide from the hazy.
Don't hide from the Merk.
Don't hide from the haze.
That's kids, right. You got to
find you.
You got to drink that haze, Mean Gene.
Nick, what are you drinking?
My tailgate was Sweet Dreams are Mango Thieves.
Oh. Chili the can release goes, from Zach's Brewing.
Zach's
in Brewing. Maui. Oh, in Maui Brewing Company.
Yeah.
How did in they? Maui. I think they said it on the show, but how did they get hooked up with Maui?
Oh,
they just had a real good night party in it. And,
yeah. Hey, bro.
At Maui Brewing Company.
You brew beer too?
I brew beer too, man. Oh, you sure? Oh, you do, huh? Yeah, in Fresno. Oh, okay. Sure you do. No, really, man. We should collab. Okay. Maui Brewing Company thought it was just drunk talk. They're like, it's just drunk talk. Next morning.
Some kid with the Mr. Beer Kids calling us.
Steven and Zach called them both separately.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Man, you want to collab? I think Steven just called me about that, Zach. Oh.
He's drunk. Don't listen to him.
He doesn't know what he's doing. He just, I'm the brains. He just mashes in. Says he brewed it.
He brewed it?
Brewed it. So there you go. We're all caught up on what we're drinking. And we're ready to get the show going.
Ooh, I just opened a
new one, too. Oh, no.
Culture. I love gold.
What'd you open there?
I got Baby Junior, a Great Notion IPA.
Wait, what?
India Pale Ale. Yeah.
How you have Great Notion?
Ha ha. Because I meet friends that travel from Oregon.
Oh, man. And it's got the woman with the mask on and everything. Very current. It's very current.
Yeah.
It's very current. It's very now. Current. It's a very now beer.
Mikey, you'll like this.
Oh.
4.2%.
Ooh. Man, that's, you're not supposed to drink that. You're only supposed to drink that in the day, dude. You're ruining it.
It's 5 a.m. on Friday. It's
perfect. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's cool. Oh, that's perfect, yeah. Actually. It's the kind of beer you want. Yeah. It. Five. That's it's right. Actually like 5:10 now, but that's all right.
So weed smokers have the term wake and bake. What do we got?
Ooh.
Mm. Isn't it just hair of the dog?
I never liked that term.
But that's after you've been like.
Well, yeah, that hair of the dog's more referencing you were drinking the night before, and then you just got to get more beer in you to. Write yourself.
Just, yeah, straight.
That works.
The only
there's your homework assignment. What's the phrase for morning beer drinkers?
Yeah.
Usually, what I hear is you can't say you've been drinking all day if you don't start before noon.
That's good. It's makes sense.
Day drinking.
Breakfast beer. I don't know.
Breakfast beer. It's what's for breakfast.
Yeah, that brunch is a good code word for you're going to drink before noon.
It's brunch somewhere.
About six brunches. Crack open a nice cold brunch.
I tell you, 10:30 on a Sunday, nothing goes better with breakfast.
Ah.
Yes.
Hey, if people can drink mimosas and that's completely socially acceptable, then there's no reason you can't have beer.
10:30 sounds a little late to me. That sounds like lunchtime.
It's starting to get lunchy. I've been holding.
I'm getting a little lunchy over here.
I've been holding to my 3 o'clock rule during this whole pandemic, and it's been paying off so far. I don't know how long or much longer I can do it. Wait until 3 o'clock.
Weekdays off?
Yeah, occasionally.
Occasional weekday.
Uh huh.
Still, does that rule still apply for weekdays, or is that a weekend rule?
Every day, yeah.
Yeah, straight.
Wait till 3 o'clock.
Don't matter.
Sometimes it's 3:01, but it's been doing it. And I have not had any severe problems from day drinking. I feel like Saturday might be different, but we'll see.
Yeah, holiday Saturday.
Oh, that, yeah. I thought I was going to break it on 4th of July, but I didn't. I held fast. I got too busy, and then I was like, oh, shit, it's after 3, I can start drinking. Well, Matt, do you have some culture this week?
If you're looking for some bright, vivid beer shirts, Tropical Bros has a small line.
Uh-oh, Matt's got a sponsorship. Nick's got a sponsorship somehow. Didn't tell us.
Has a small line
where partnership.
It partnered with Natural Light on 3 Hawaiian-style shirts and a couple of swim trunks. Okay, some might find these a bit gaudy, but each has its own flair and will get you noticed when you're out and about. So they're Natural Light themed shirts.
Finally.
One is a pink to yellow gradient with flamingos on it. One is it has different fruits on it. And the other one just says Natural Light Seltzer on a blue.
Oh yeah, there you go. That's what I'm looking for. Right there.
That's the one that you want.
Oh, walk around by Natty Light Seltzer shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we got some officially licensed stuff. I've been buying all my Natty Light stuff on Etsy. And, you know, that's not legal. So now I finally got a license.
Some handcrafted Natty
Light
swag.
Right. I mean, I know it's not right, but I've been like, I don't care.
Hand embroidered.
Mm-hmm. So, as an added bonus, Tropical Bros has provided a discount code to save you a few dollars on an order of Natural Light Hawaiian tea shorts.
What's that code?
Use BrewPub20. That is
Matt20.
Yeah, Matt from Perfect Pour 20. I don't know why they chose that.
Oh, well, that's so weird.
Use BrewPub20 to receive a 20% discount, free shipping, and free sunglasses. Strap on.
And a strap on?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, free sunglasses. Yeah,
Natty Light's really going for it.
All orders. It's the space in
their market.
They know their market. Board.
Everybody's home and bored. What else could they need? Case of light.
Well, you know what? You know what, honey? Let's try the strap on. It's pandemic. What the hell? Natty Light one. No, not that one. The Natty Light one.
All your orders also feature free returns and free exchanges. Please place your orders here at tropicalbros.com/collection/natty-light.
All right.
So, there you go.
All right. I'm in on that.
Maybe they'll sponsor us. I'd wear the flamingo shirt. I'd wear it.
There you go. That'd be cool.
The Perfect Pour Indie Beer. The Perfect Pour Indie Beer Show, sponsored by Natural Light.
Perfect.
It's pool drinking beer. I've known so many people to sit by with the Natty Light seltzers or lemonade or shandies or whatever. Natterdays.
Who are these people you're hanging out with? Nick, was it Nick?
What's
is that the secret?
Oh, am I drinking?
You're the guy that he's hanging out with the Natural Lights.
Sir, I don't have a pool, so I'm gonna say it's not me.
It's not me.
I can't be sure, but I'm pretty sure.
You don't even have a plastic pool. Come on, man.
Not even a not even for the dogs. No.
Oh, poor boxers don't have a plastic pool.
He's got a personal jacuzzi, but some people might call it a fountain.
Personal jacuzzi. Pond.
One man pond.
Yeah. You do have that pond in there. Yeah, just jump in the pond, dude. Jeez.
Yeah, perfect.
So, talking about hazy.
Pond, whatever.
Don't forget to check your can inventories. There's been a nationwide low inventory of 16 ounce cans and 12 ounce slim cans. The 12 ounce slims is due to seltzers. The 16 ounce is a lot of breweries pivoted from packaging in kegs to packaging in cans, which is something that even we did, just because if there were no bars open, it didn't make sense to make new kegs that would sit in the warehouse for 4 months and then eventually just go bad. So they're just saying that we could see a little bit of a shortage, or the little guys might not be able to get cans. So,
I've been noticing how just straight seltzer, unalcoholic seltzer, has been harder to come by past couple weeks. I've been assuming it's the can shortage, but these, I'm just talking about 12 ounce cans.
Mm-hmm. In the article, this is from Brewbound. If you wanted to read Brewbound, where you get all your up to date news. It is one of the only beer sites that regularly updates.
But yeah, every other site, what's going on here?
Try code BeautyBrewer87 for half off your first issue. I mean, if you want to do sponsor stuff, that's fine, man. Just run it by us before we start the show.
TropicalBros.com/collection/natty-light. Brewpub 20 to receive a 20% discount, free shipping, and free sunglasses strap on all orders.
Man, finally selling out. Finally.
Yeah. Please do the next one as a, you start out as a real conversation and then lead into the sponsor. You know, I was sitting there on my couch the other day and sweating in my shirt. So I went to change my shirt and I found my Brew Brothers tee hanging there in the closet. I thought, hey, this is a nice shirt. Why don't I wear this more? Hmm.
I tell my friend, I say, why don't you try Bearded Brewer 87 code and see what that gets you?
Yeah.
Just random. Bearded Brewer 87 into everything as a code and see if I get discounts.
Once again, Brewpub 20.
Damn it. I'm sorry for all the patrons, the Golden Gods, having to listen to the sponsored content. But
wait, I don't know. I think all of our Florida fans would really love those natural light.
Really love to visit Florida.com. All the your website needs. Try travel booking information at Florida.com. Use the code BeardedBrewer87 on your first booking and receive 20% off.
This Brewbound article also states that 32-ounce crowlers are also in short supply, saying that some suppliers normally that would sell pallets have moved to half pallets and or even to boxes of 120. So, but a full pallet would be about 2,500 cans, and now they're doing half pallets at 1,200. And I can say during this pandemic, our crowler sales have gone through the roof. So, and I imagine field work, somebody like them, they're probably just burning through pallets of crowlers.
Yeah, it's like, I'm surprised it's not worse than it is, because I mean, I remember what was like a couple of years ago, maybe less than that, where there was already a can shortage and AB InBev was trying to hoard all the cans and sort of keep it to themselves. And there was like a legit can shortage without all this. And then now this happens where everyone's just buying packaged beer all over the place and everyone just makes it everything in cans now. Where's the bombers? Where are the bombers going to come back?
Wow.
You have to start putting stuff in bombers.
I don't know, but I'm in.
I'm ready. It's been a while since I've had a bomber. It probably feels luxurious to, like, instead of having a 16-ounce can or something, you just have this bomber. It's like, man, this goes for days.
Hey, look, there's more beer in here.
There's more beer.
I poured myself one beer.
Whoa.
There's a whole other beer in there.
Oh, man.
It's like two beers in this bottle.
Beer, but there's nothing more obvious to your neighbors what you're up to when you're taking out all your bottle recycling the next day. Like Becky still drinks the beers she drinks usually are in bottles. She'll drink like Sierra Nevada porters and Black Butte porters, and they're all bottles still. Like, so clank, like clank, when I clank, put clank. Them all together and throw them in the recycling, it's like it's like, oh crap, what's going on over there at the seas?
Yeah,
you're just pounding.
Since I've been back in Fresno, I've always had a bedroom window that faces the street, and it's safe to say that my neighbors are also drinking bottles. So
when the garbage guy comes, when the scrapper guys come in the middle at 2 a.m, and then when the garbage truck comes.
Yeah. I know it's not Rosa Brother milk bottles. It's.
Oh, you're supposed to save those.
We all know that those aren't in the recycling bin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not much else, too, that it can be when you hear it that much glass bottles. It's like, that's beer.
Side note. That's always the worst time to be at the supermarket. It's like you get behind that person. You're like, oh, cool. They only have two things. Then you're like, wait a second. They have a cart. Then they set like the 14 milk bottles on the counter. And they're like, okay, let me process your refund real quick.
Yeah, I don't. That's really good milk. But that whole process is just too much for me. That's why I rarely buy that milk. And when I do, I just toss the bottle still because I'm not bringing this back. I'm rich. I don't need to bring those back.
Take them in the store.
So it must have been a slow news week. Typically, you can tell when those happen when news sources report, like they really reach for like an article. Apparently, somebody cornered a Monster Energy drink saying, why don't you guys make a seltzer? And they're like, we're most likely going to.
We're already on it, okay?
Why didn't we think of that? Marketing team's fired. We're doing a seltzer.
So there's a possibility. They're saying something could roll out in 2021. They don't know if
it'll bear hard?
The Monster name.
Hard seltzer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
A hard seltzer made by Monster. Maybe not. Maybe it won't adorn the name, but it'll be part of their umbrella.
Gotcha.
So look out for your cotton candy unicorn herba mate sparkling hard seltzer.
That's what I'm talking about. All right.
That's it. That's what's happening in the news.
What's happening over there.
Can shortage.
Shortage.
Brewpub 20 for your discount on your natural light.
Uh-huh. Got it. Write that down in my Moleskine right now. Nick?
Hi, hello.
What's your sponsorship?
You guys are, 0% interest financing on a new Volkswagen.
Just tell them Nick sent you.
That's right. Get your free drink koozie with purchase of a new 2020 Jetta.
Oh, worth it.
So you guys are talking sales and cans and beer.
I love gold.
Yeah.
In loving gold.
Mm-hmm.
So NPR says Yes, you are correct. Beer sales of the prepackaged variety are up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Typically in
NPR's and made it official.
Recession buying, people flock to the cheap, light, bulk quantities of beer. I don't know, maybe something like Natty Light, for example. Just off the top of my head, I don't know where that came from.
I think I actually heard that on NPR. I actually heard the report.
Heard the report. But what they're saying this time in particular, all beer sales are up.
Everything.
So breweries are struggling, but I'm guessing those who have beer on grocery store shelves are the ones who right now.
Yeah.
And so, if you can get your beer into a store, you will do okay because all beer sales are up across the board, not just the cheap lagers, the sub-premium category, as they say.
Sub-premium, man.
Yeah. Yeah, typically
there's a new beer name, sub-premium.
Sub-premium. People switch to the cheaper things like ramen and used cars and Netflix. That's what, I don't know, I'm reading the article. That's what they say. Those are their examples, not mine. But yeah, that explains the can shortages. Everybody's buying prepackaged stuff off the shelves because they can't go to a bar and drink. They must take home to consume.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I drink your beer.
You would think aluminum recycling, we can get some more money for that now. I think aluminum's more valuable.
Is recycling centers an essential business? Are they open to recycle?
I don't know about this week, but the one in Madera I go to has been open. But I have not checked it this week, though. Because Madera is finally having to shut some stuff down.
Yeah, they're going on lockdown. They messed up. No more Black Bear Diner for you.
Just have to go up to Sacramento to recycle your cans.
Yeah. We have to do the Kramer and Newman scheme of going to a different state.
5 cents more.
Oh, the humanity.
Serenity now.
With wide lanes.
It's a good beer name.
Wide lanes. All right, Nick, that's good.
Highway 99, forever under construction.
Yeah. Ooh, man. You don't want to go northbound 99 through Madera right now.
Ooh, is it a little...
It's pretty ugly.
Yikes. In local news, I did briefly see in person the Zacks over the week.
Oh, my.
Earlier in the week. And they said this can release has done well, and they look forward to more future fully authorized can releases, not just Crowler Cigos, but actual can releases. In
yeah.
I hope that does well for them, and I'm sure other breweries will think about doing this in the same way. You know, those who do on-site to-go beers will switch over to fully packaged cans as a way of selling their beer to-go if you can't have people in their restaurant or tap rooms.
Yeah, as soon as you say can release, people's ears just kind of perk up a little
bit. Can release?
Just cool, a very cool way to see them adapting to the different lifestyle we live now. You know, they're not just giving up. They're saying, "Hey, we're gonna do what we can." And try and survive this. It sucks when you open a big ass beautiful tap room and then can't use it.
Yeah, I know. They got such a nice big place there, and Just rotten.
Rotten. Born rotten.
In days where you're hesitant to go outside, just really for anything, even when it's grocery shopping or, you know, anything like that, but you know that you can go online and you can reserve it and whatever you're looking for is available, you know, on your convenience. It's a very important thing. And that's the way I look at can releases right now. It's just, you know, maybe you're not leaving the house till Saturday or Sunday, but you can pre-buy it on Tuesday. It'll be there when you're ready.
Are you guys going to do the Amazon lockers at all for beer pickup?
No.
No.
Are breweries doing that?
Beer.
Are breweries
doing that? I don't know. I'm thinking about this right now. I'm like, why can't you have a cold box with doors built into it?
I mean, if there was a literally an ID scanner, it would probably be possible, but... that's the biggest thing is with what ABC has passed forward. They're like, if you deliver alcohol, if you do curbside, you know, you're responsible for verifying age. So,
okay. So it's easier just to have a live person.
Yeah.
Check the ID. That makes sense. There you go.
If you can find Chew Your Beer's social media, he even posted a video of beer being delivered to his house, and sure enough, they said, "Oh, can I see your ID?" You know, and they made sure that that process happened in order to drop beer off. So,
Is it legal? By the way, I had during Nick's story, I had opened up a new beer. It was donated to the show by Chew Your Beer, Moxa. Hazy double IPA called NTU 500. It's got a cool sort of painting of the female on the side, and it's quite delicious, especially after the setup of a Pilsner, a rustic Pilsner setting up to hazy. It's nice.
Okay. You had the setup, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's a double, though. Look out.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Wait for that second hour of the show. We'll come into play.
Mikey Top 4 on Snapchat. If
look for it.
Look for it.
Plenty of pool action.
Look out. Or watch to not...
yeah, look to not...
learn what not to look out
for. Yeah, when you're on your Snapchat feed, you're like, oh... looks like Mikey did something new. Pass. Yeah. Swipe, just keep looking.
What time is that from?
Yeah. you know, usually I'll delete it by the morning. When I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, fuck, that's up there? What did I do? But, you know, if you're up late watching your Snapchat feed, I'm sorry. Do you see the Modern Times is and fun news? Modern Times, they had two employees, not customer facing employees, but two employees test positive for COVID, and at the same time they've had to furlough a bunch of people too because of all their beer garden places are. They don't serve food either, so they've been pretty shut down for that. So they've had to furlough a bunch of people, and then they have two people with the COVID, and it's we're just like, man, bro. And I'm sure that's probably a lot. I mean, because it's Modern Times, we hear about it, but I'm guessing, you know, when you're talking about it all the way across the country, that's a lot. I mean, that's just kind of everywhere probably.
Yeah, just locally, not even beer related, but places we frequent. Some are public, like Dutch Brothers got hit with the news story. Mm-hmm. But another place we frequent is mysteriously closed for maintenance for 2 weeks.
Oh, what was that? What place?
I don't want to say because we like them.
Understood.
It's another type of brewed beverage.
Oh, okay. Stupid. Gotcha. So that's fun news.
Oh, yeah. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to find out, you know. Some make the news, some don't. But if you put the pieces together, it's like, oh, damn. When was the last time I was here? Was I in that window?
Right.
Yeah, that's contractors. The thing. It's, you know, you'll
contact.
I think we're at the phase where we'll see a lot of businesses, like you said, close for maintenance.
It's like the Indiana Jones ride. Disneyland.
Ah. Oh, you think he got COVID? You think Indy
Indiana Jones
got
ride
too close to the snakes? And
gets COVID 3 to 4 times a day.
Damn it. There better be nothing wrong with Disneyland ever again after this shutdown.
Yeah.
They've had plenty of time to fix all this shit.
Those rides should be freaking squeaky, top of the line, working, like itching to work.
Peter Pan never had breakdown ever. That's all.
Yeah, every single ride should have completely new parts and
all the parts new. Everything's fresh painted.
I mean, they've got nothing else to do. They're gonna redo Splash Mountain, I saw, which looks like it'll be cool.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh boy.
Can they move Star Wars Land out of there yet? Can they put it in California Adventure?
Nope. It is there to stay. Have you been to Disneyland since Star Wars Land opened?
Yes. Yes, I did not make it to the cantina, but we did what's the big one? The Millennium Falcon.
What position were you in the Millennium Falcon?
Oh, the lame one. We were like an engineer in the we were like seats 5 and 6.
That's what kind of sucks. Like, I mean, I haven't been on it, but I'm just from watching the stuff, it's like if you're not piloting it, you're just screwed. You're just like, great, I waited all this time to do this.
It's all fun. So the whole ride is fun, and it's very, you know, Star Tours like the ride. You're in the cockpit and you're moving, watching the video screen, which makes you feel like you're looking at the windshield. Mm-hmm. But the first 4 seats, your functions face forward.
Mm-hmm.
So you're more focused on watching what's happening as you're doing your job.
Yeah.
So to speak. So the last 2 seats, 5 and 6, are the engineer spots. Your control panel is on your side. So to participate, you have to look away from the screen to hit the right button on time, or you're going to screw up your crew from winning the, you know, max points of the ride. So half your time you're spent looking away from what's happening on the screen. That's what stinks. So you're torn between doing a good job or enjoying the ride. That's what sucked about that. But it encourages you to get on the ride again and get that front seat is what happens.
Go get that front seat.
Go to get the captain's chair.
I wonder if it'll be... Because I'd heard Disney World was going to open up, but I didn't see anything about Disneyland.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
So they were supposed to, by late June, they were supposed to get guidance on how to reopen like amusement parks and stuff like that. And that got pushed back to the second week of July. So they should, I think by Friday, they were supposed to be like the new guidance deadline. But they said, well, we announced a date and, you know, we were waiting for guidance and they pushed it back. So now we want to see it. You know, chicken and egg situation. Now they want to see the guidance. Then they'll say, okay, now we'll open XYZ date.
Gotcha. Well, are we good on the news and the things and the culture?
I don't know. Could we do more Disneyland talk?
You got to start your own show. Do your own show for the
Damn it.
Golden Gods. And we'll put that up. Nick's Disneyland show.
Drinking.
They will get you to be a Golden Guide. You watch.
I'll say that House of Blues was better in Downtown Disney compared to its new location.
Ooh.
Promo code Matt20 for on House of Blues.
For 20% off your first ticket on House of Blues.
I went and saw Marty Friedman there.
Ooh,
he was good. But it was not the perfect venue. That's where you paid $11 for a 16-ounce can of Modern Times Black House.
Ooh. It's a $3 pot of beer all day long. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
Oh, you get to go on this show. If you want, you get to be on it. You can email us perfectportpodcast@gmail.com and record a 3-minute file and be on the show. Or you can actually just record your own podcast and we'll just play it because they're that cool. But we also have a traditional old school voicemail line, 55949. Oh my God. Uh-oh, I just brain farted. I'm screwed. What's the number?
0542.
What was that again, Matt?
559-492-0542.
Put that code in and get 20% off your first call into the Perfect Pour.
Yes. Use that phone number and the voicemail line might not hang up on you.
It's like chat roulette. You don't know what's going
to
happen.
Remember when that used to be a thing? It used to accidentally hang up on people?
Oh, yep. I know. Why doesn't really? We don't really get any voicemail foible bits anymore.
I guess they finally fixed the bug.
Yeah. Is chat roulette still around?
Oh, probably.
Well, we need to bring it back. If not. Here's the first voicemail.
Welcome to this edition of the Perfect Dram. Today we've had Eagle Rare, and we also had Jameson Distillery Select that you can only buy in Ireland.
So good.
So good. And with me I have
Poppy Libation.
Oh. And Poppy Hugs.
Oh, boy.
That sounds like a get it.
And Hoppy Puff. Hoppy Puff. Those are exclusive. We're in Casa de Lumber, and as much as I talk shit about the Garage Boys, we're in my garage because we're socially distant out here in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Hoppy Hugs, what'd you do today?
I drank.
And he drove people around. Hoppy Hugs, what'd you do today?
I also drank and shipped out some growlers from the brewery.
Growlers, yeah. So
Florida Steve and Al Green is coming at you. It should be there by like Monday. By the time you get this voicemail, it would have already been at your house.
Already been there. What's today? Today's Friday. Is this the world between worlds? Are we technically in the world between worlds?
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, kind of. I mean, the podcast has already been released, and the
you
release
haven't
isn't
listened
happening
to it yet?
Until Tuesday.
I haven't listened to it all yet, too, so I'm behind.
I'm way behind. Like, I haven't listened to it for, like, over a month.
What the
hell?
No,
you don't have to say that. Oh,
but I don't drive to work anymore. My commute to work is slippers, and then two rooms over, and there I am. So, therefore, no commute, therefore, no podcast.
You can listen to, like, 2 minutes of this show.
But your girl here is in the industry now, and we are doing to-go sales only. So I figured, you know, for business a little, let me ship them over to my Florida folks. So,
AKA, now I'm on her list. I owe her.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say.
But, I mean, you know, lumber is like about an hour from my house. So guess what? Hoppy Hubs and Hoppy Pump and I just hopped in the car, and here we are drinking with lumber at his house.
Yeah, so I paid the price by giving over some whiskey. It is what it is.
Also, Al Green, we were talking about you today. You're here to buy brand. You're talking about the Al Green repour.
Yeah, yeah. Hoppy Hubs wanted to pour some water into this hazy, this wild little thing, excuse me, to see if we can get a repour out of it. We didn't let him because, it's a wild thing, not hazy. We had some whiskey, we had some bourbon, we had some rum. I forgot about that. We had some rum.
Mixing all the things.
Mixing, because that's what, that's apparently what Lumber Jose does. All right. Bye.
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 Oh, yeah.
He tried to get I think he tried to get Lord's going. That's it. 3 minutes, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lumber and the hoppy couple.
And Hoppy Pup? Is that what I heard?
And Hoppy, yeah, it sounded like Hoppy Pup.
Hoppy Pup.
What was that? That sounded like a...
Drinking out of the can again.
I love gold!
This is a Chew Your Beer. Ooh. Country Roads Porter. Angry Horse Brewing. It's a black and blue porter.
Wow. Chew your beer.
Ah.
But not a blue on black?
Cheers on the river.
We continue
blueberry,
on.
Blueberry, blackberry, and vanilla.
Oh. You like blueberry in beer?
Apparently, I do.
Okay.
If you knew the guy, you wouldn't be surprised.
I think Great Notion has a blueberry beer. It's a blueberry muffin.
Marin Bruco has one. It's quite good. I don't like blueberry, but if you like blueberry.
Hey, guys. It's Paul. Calling you with a post BevMo parking lot report. Oh. Post because I was at BevMo and I did not bring my phone. I would have called you from the parking lot, but now I'm back home. So, as you'll recall, last week I was raving about the Lucky Lager, and there was some Lucky Lager there at BevMo on the warm shelf. And I was checking dates, and I can't tell because they have that weird code stamped on that you don't really know what it means. But I said, it's a lager. It should be fine, right? No, it's not fine. So my apologies to anybody that took my advice and went out and bought some Lucky Lager, and then it ends up being old. When it was fresh, it was really good. Now, and I don't know now how to determine, because of the weird fucked code, I don't know. Fortunately, I bought another six-pack off the warm shelf, and that was Bodhisattva IPA from Georgetown up in Seattle, and they make some pretty good beers. And it was on the warm shelf, but the date was June, so I was like, that's fine. And it's fantastic. So, yeah, I would hold back maybe on the Lucky Lager for now until we can make sure it's fresh. Some shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to the Fontana Jim because, you know what? He's so funny. Such a funny dude. And
I'm
maybe
a buddy guy.
He missed his calling as a stand-up comedian. Another shout-out, Lumber Jose. Love you, dude. Someday I hope we can actually meet in person and drink a beer. All right, guys. Cheers. Love you too. And, keep up the good freaking work. Bye.
Bye.
Aww. I like how,
said shout out.
I like how, Chew Beer started. Everyone's just like,
shout it out.
It's all shout out. The voicemails are going to be shout out shows. And that's all our traditional voicemails. Let's see who emailed us some things this week. We've got them. We've got some. And I think we even have some podcasts to listen to.
Oh, yeah. That was my excited.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Beer. He was excited, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, the Sky 91,
And we're doing a special kitchen edition of Wrestling with Beer with a couple friends at the house. Say hi.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, there you go. I actually have friends.
Some ladies.
It's proven. We're going to jump right into it here. And this beer goes out to one of the most awesome Perfect Pour listeners around. Chew Your Beer. This is the one he sent to me for my Easter egg hunt, which I really didn't do horrible during the Easter egg hunt. And almost out of sympathy, Chew sent me this beer. But this but this is the Outrigger by Moonraker from California all the way out here to Connecticut. Great hoppy aroma on this thing. Nice golden color. This is, I mean, this is West Coast through and through.
Yeah.
What?
Best Coast.
That tastes good. It's got a nice little sweetness to it on the end.
What?
that's nice. Nice refreshing. I want to say it's a single IPA.
What?
Let's play. I'm going to play the ABV game on my own right here. I'm going to guess it comes in at...
Say it's 6.5.
6.7.
Ooh.
Close.
Close. What's
7.0.
Yeah, 7.0. So that's pretty... I didn't go over.
Close.
I didn't go over.
That's a solid guess.
I'm the only one that played, so I win no matter what. Just been having some fun recently. Just trying a bunch of new beers around here. I'm not going to rub shit in because I know how crappy shit's turning in California and Florida. And I hope you guys all stay safe down there and everywhere around the country. But I hope you guys can find some good beers around to still drink. Hopefully still maybe go outside dining or at least pick up beers to go. Yeah. So... I know it's been a while since I called into you guys and figured I needed to call in and especially thank Chew again so much for sending me this beer out to me across the freaking country. I love trying the California beers they sent me, and I really need to get better at having some guts to mail beer back myself to Chew. I do owe him a shipment at some point. But yeah, so wrap things up. I have nothing else to talk about right now, I guess. We're going to enjoy this Moonraker beer. So good. Yeah, till next time, guys. That's the bottom of the keg because a Sky 91 drank it.
Wrestling with Beer.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I like it.
I was like a good episode of Wrestling a Beer. Thanks, Scott. Seven fun.
He's got, checking his dates.
He's got two ladies. Over. I don't think I feel like Sky 91. I don't know his situation. If he's single or what's going on, but I'm pretty sure he didn't help himself by calling the Perfect Pour while the girls were there. Pretty sure they weren't impressed. He's like, check it out. I got a podcast on another podcast. I'm like, what? Like, nah, check it out. You're going to see. It's going to be pretty cool.
Just wait. Wait till you hear it.
It's a podcast inside of a podcast. Okay. I'm sure it's great.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? Not driving. Is there a lot of background noise right now? You probably hear the koi pond fountain.
Scotty D loves his koi.
The burner from the brew for the brew kettle. That's right, the burner. So I am like so behind on podcasts. The last one that I listened to, I'm not quite done with it. Mikey mentioned about how he feels like he doesn't say enough or speak to people of color, black people in the craft beer scene. So that's where I'm at right now. So, speaking of that, so I'm not a brewery, right? I don't have a craft beer podcast, but what can I do to promote
people of color feeling welcome and included in the craft beer scene? Well, let me tell you what I do. So, any person I come in contact with, I force craft brew down their throat.
I'm just kidding.
Drink this. It's better.
Anything. But being that I am president of the local homebrew club, when back a few months ago when we used to be allowed to have beer fests, whenever we set up
again.
A booth, our booth was definitely the most popular because we had like 12 full taps pouring, which most of the booths for breweries have like 2 or 3 at the most. So we have like a bigger variety, and homebrewers get to step outside the box and try all kinds of crazy crap. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but people are like, whoa, people actually make this stuff? Where can I buy this stuff? And we're like, you can't really buy it, but you can make it too. Let me tell you about it. And I make sure that people of color and women know that they are so welcome in this scene that we call beer, craft beer, and home brewing. So that's what I do. I mean, I don't know what more I can really do. I'm just one person, but I do use modest platform I have in the home brew club to make sure that everybody feels welcome. And when I do see people of color and women showing even the slightest interest, I tell them all about it, and I tell them how they can get into this too, and how it's a really fun and inviting scene to be a part of. It really is. So that's just what I do. Oh, and of course, I'm almost out. I got like 9-8 seconds left. I barely said anything, but time's almost up. So keep up the great work, and I'm brewing.
Double walk. What's he doing brewing a double bock, by the way? Like, come on, dude.
Scotty B.
Scotty B. Is it a Skittles double bock?
Yeah. Easy doppel.
That's good that the Warthogs, good inclusion, homebrewing club. Inclusive. And
we're including you.
Safe space. That's what Scotty B, man. He's a good home brewer, and he's got a big part of the home brewing club around here. That's what you gotta do is just from the roots, man. You gotta get people brewing and whatever you can do, whether it's somebody a minority of or somebody that's not usually brewing or what have you, man. Scotty B. He's got access. And let's see, we got some more voicemails. Here we go. Oh, maybe it's a podcast.
Really, Vatos, true you be here with
shout-out.
The
music is smooth.
I figured I'd talk like this because it sounds more romantic, eh? This music in the background is giving me the shout-out chills, eh? So who's a lucky person this week, ese? Let's find out. Shout-outs go out to my man, Paul from Fairfax.
Oh, I wanted to be Louie.
Because of this. Why even ask why? Paul hooked it up with a shout-out theme song. Paul hooked it up with a Chocotazo song. And Paul was the first guy that I ever met in person, ese. From the community, Holmes. Other than Zorro Nazoro being a community member that
What's
lives
up,
in my area Zorro? Code.
You still got
I
that brewery,
exclude
man.
Him because he's in my area code, Holmes. Of course, we're going to meet up sooner or later. But Paul is from up north. He was down in the area.
It's called Marin County.
I got him into McLeod when I was a big McLeod Ales pusher. And I got him in there while they were closed. Got him a tour, some samples, and some beers, eh? So shout outs to you, Paul, for the amazing tones that you put out for me, for the community, for the show. There's nothing else to say, man. Shout outs, Paul. At the Watcho. Peace out. Hey, this is Chew Your Beer with shout outs.
Shout out. I was singing that all week last week. Every day I was like, shout out. It's all, you can play it yourself as well. It's up on the Paul Music page on our website, perfectpourpod.com/Paul. And I believe there's a link in the show notes as well. If you don't want to start typing things in, you just want to look at your show notes and your podcast player and click some things. Should be there as well. And thanks, Chew. Like this shout out show.
Maybe by 2021, we can buy the Perfect Poor Paul URL.
PerfectPoorPaul.com. Get 5% off on your next .com with the code BeardBrewer87 at GoDaddy.com. And one more voicemail to round out the week.
What are the Perfect Poor? Should you be here? Quick thing, thank you, Paul, homie, for that amazing shout-out show theme song. I'll be using it. That's it. Also, lunch. What do you pack for lunch, Holmes, when you do go to work? Matt, obviously, I know you probably go out to eat a lot, but for myself, I pack a ham and cheese, mayo, some spicy brown mustard, and that's it, homie. Usually two sandwiches, and I eat one. I usually work 14-hour shifts, so I eat one every 4 hours, so it doesn't matter. Reason why I bring that up is because I forgot to pack my ice pack with my lunchbox. Everything went warm. So I'm buzzed because I came home. First thing I wanted was a beer. Drinking a Juice Press Virgin Brewery beer, 6.5, and I'm feeling really good. So I decided to call in when I'm buzzed. That's it. So there you go. So as I end my voicemails to the Perfect Pour, I'm going to end them with a Chew's barbecue tips. All right. It's the summer, and this is the perfect time to barbecue. Yeah. But in California, we barbecue through the entire whole year.
Yeah, everyone get your skin out.
Tip number one, thermal gaskets. You can get them on Amazon. The size varies, depends. It really doesn't matter. You put them on your gas grill, charcoal grill, smoker, your Traeger, your charbroiler, your egg, anything. Your egg basically comes already with it, but you can buy thermal gaskets. It comes with an adhesive side. You cut it to whatever tape measurement you want. Usually it's 20 feet. You get about 20 feet. Should be more than enough to cover a regular grill. What this does is retains the heat and the smoke within your unit. So basically, homie, you can make your gas grill, your charcoal grill, into a smoker, Holmes. It retains the heat, retains the smoke, which means juicier meats, faster cooking, homie. So if you want some proof, check me out on Twitter. I sent some videos out to Mikey, and there's proof that these things work, homie. So check it out. That is, if you have any questions, DM me or send me a voicemail question here to the Perfect Pour, and I'll try to answer it as they come. Tip number one, thermal gaskets. You gotta have thermal gaskets on your grills, homie. It's the best thing you can ever, it's the best money ever spent, less than $20, Holmes. And it makes your life easier when it comes to grilling. Orale, vato. So every week, look forward to another Choose Barbecue Tip. And that's it, that's it. So Choose Barbecue Tips. What do you normally pack for lunch for work? And thank you, Paul, homie. Really appreciate what you did for me. And I got you, homie. Orale, ahí te guacho. Peace out, eh? Just chew your beer, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like a song from Zapp and Roger, homie. Some computer love. You know what? I'm about to play that, homie. Wake up my kids. I don't give a fuck. Ahí te guacho. Mm-hmm. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thank you. So what beer do you pack for your lunch at work? Oh, wait, no, that's not what you said. No, I witnessed, Reggie and I, on last Saturday, witnessed Matt, how Matt lunches, and he was using a food truck. And the lady, the poor, say poor Matt and the poor girl giving Matt his food just completely like tripped or something and dropped all of Matt's food out onto the asphalt.
Oh no.
Yeah. Reggie and I were just watching the whole scene. Oh, it wasn't yours? We thought it was yours. And we're like, oh man.
It was a coworker. She's like, hey, somebody ordered a burrito and they hadn't picked it up. And I was like, oh, I can take it to them. And she had a little paper bag with a burrito in it. And the bag just ripped open, so everything went on the floor. But burritos are wrapped in foil, so they're pretty resilient to drops.
Drop resilient. Foil. It's drop resilient.
But yeah, Taco Machine had, they have a surf and turf box. So it is Spanish rice, black beans, avocado, shrimp, asada, arugula, and pickled onions. And then they pickle separately the carrots and jalapenos.
Man.
So
tasty.
It's a good little box. And, but typically I do pack my own lunch. I am also a fan of packing the sandwiches. Usually it's turkey salami. And otherwise it's a lot of chicken reincarnated different ways. So either I'll make fajitas, I'll do my own orange chicken. By do my own, I mean, I just go to the freezer aisle.
Yeah.
A lot of my stuff, I try to go lower on the sodium, just out of general. And so the sandwiches, Target brand has lower sodium options for the lunch meats. When I do the fajitas, they have lower sodium black beans. And if you do frozen vegetables or fresh vegetables, there's no salt added. Same thing with fresh meat, too. And then, I mentioned the orange chicken. Actually, the Foster Farms, out of all companies, makes a frozen, pre-breaded chicken. And with the sauce, I think it's like the average serving's like 380, which is lower on the lower side on the sodium. So, and if you cook your own rice and do your own frozen vegetables or fresh vegetables, there's no sodium there too. So,
man, Mr. Low sodium over there.
Dude.
Watching your blood pressure.
That's what everybody says. If you can do less sugar and less sodium, you're a lot better off. So.
Yeah, I have very sad lunches. I used to never bring my lunch. I was always just, apparently I had money back in the day. You get Subway and Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's right. We're going.
Jack in a Box, living the high life, man. Like, woo! But now, past couple years,
Food roulette.
Yeah, I just bring my lunch. And lately, it's been very sad. Like, some pieces of salami and some pieces of cheese and a little snack cookie bag. You know, those, you know, $5 boxes of like, you know, 12 little bags of cookies or whatever. Famous Amos for your kids' lunch, but you know, they're for mine. And
now they're for your lunch.
Yeah. Those have been my lunches. They're very, very pathetic lunches. Once in a while, I'll get some Claussen and pickles. And I'll put some of those in a Ziploc bag. And then that's fun. Ooh, that's fun.
Luxury.
Fun. Yeah. I'm like, woo, Claussen. It's not generic. It's Claussen.
Wow.
Nothing beats Claussen pickles.
Everything beats that.
Is there a better jar of pickle than Claussen?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Poor pod to get 20% off all of your pickle purchases.
Oh, you're Claussen. Claussen.com/perfect4.
Mikey20.
Mikey Topor for your code on that, on the Claussens. Nick, I don't know what Nick's. This is a good question. I don't know what Nick does for his lunch.
Maybe I don't want to tell.
Wow.
Maybe we'll keep
don't mystery. Reveal.
Maybe most lunches are dinner leftovers from the night before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are actually good lunches when I have that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, chicken and broccoli and or maybe it's like tonight we did turkey burgers with French fries. So, oh. Tomorrow will be turkey burgers for lunch.
Tomorrow is Luke as room temperature turkey burgers.
Room temperature. Yeah, sometimes it's steak and potatoes. Sometimes it's egg salad sandwiches. We pick up the occasional.
You stink up. For you lunch. Stink up like, your office with your egg salad sandwiches.
No, I'm close enough. I come home for lunch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I drive, leave the office, come home for lunch, then go back to work.
Whew, there you go, Chew. You wanted to know. You got it.
Well, I mean, we don't get me wrong. We have ham sammies. You know, we got the ham and Swiss or
I like
turkey. And
you know, I'm good with ham when it's like on Christmas or whatever or Easter ham or something. But I'm not that great. I'm not that big on ham for just a regular lunch sandwich. I'm not that big on them.
You ever had a Piemonte's ham and Swiss?
I haven't.
Oh my. Especially if you get the honey ham.
All right.
Please do.
Good reco.
Please do once in your life.
just once in your life. Live.
Just once in your
life. Live for
other
once.
Other Piemonte's hack is get it on wheat bread, even better.
Okay. No, wheat bread sucks, dude. I'm sorry to tell you. I mean, I want to be the one to tell you, you know, we're friends and all, but wheat bread's not good. You shouldn't have made it. Nobody should have made that.
I'm just saying, if you want ultra soft bread every time.
All right, well. We're learning things here on the Perfect Four. Glad you're here. Looking out for beers. Oh, Nick.
What
beers are you looking out for?
Cold ones.
Cold ones. I've been waiting 8 years to do that joke.
Cold ones. I am looking up for. So I don't mean to put this kind of pressure on our only Colorado reps, Colin and Janine.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another Colorado rep.
We tend to put a lot of pressure on the Colorado reps.
Colin and Janine, feel free not to send me this beer. But if there is somebody else near Weldworks, they can feel free to send me this beer. But it is Coffee French Toast Stout, Milk Stout, brewed with maple syrup, cinnamon, and something. Yes, please send me that. So it's a coffee milk pastry stout. If you can get all that.
All right. Hopefully the animals get out and we're jotting it all down.
Yeah. Coffee French toast. Please and thank you.
What about that you have that beer there when wanting you to drink? I mean, when's that going to get open?
So I've put entirely too much pressure on this beer now, and I cannot decide when I should drink this beer. Should I save it for a weekend? Should I do it on the show?
Now it's a joke.
Do I need to take extensive notes when I drink this beer? So
now it's like a joke that you told everyone this is a funny joke, and then it's been too long. You're like, no, never mind. You're like, no, tell the joke.
Never mind. You won't get. Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to drink this beer. I maybe 3 weeks from my birthday, so maybe I save it for a few more weeks. Do I save this for a birthday?
So wait, what's in it? Because And maybe the notes are going to start falling off, dude. I don't know.
Oh, you think I should drink it fresh? It's cookies and cream.
Yeah. What's the cookies rule? What's the general rule on when the cookies and cream fall off on a beer?
Fall off.
You know, how long you got on that cookies and cream?
I think you got to go by Oreo rules, which is when you open the package
now.
The next day, they're soft. They're soggy. So you might as well see the package.
Oh, but now those packages, now they have the self-sealing window. But you got to make sure that window seals good.
Ooh, if you leave a gap, you're screwed, right?
Right. You don't want to ruin your Oreos. Double stuff. The best.
Oh, no, you're double, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're a double guy.
You're saying... or game. Oreo, regular Oreos or double stuff.
Double
Oreos.
I'm going to go double.
Ah, I agree. Double. Matt.
Matt.
I don't eat Oreos.
Oh!
It's an or game. You have to answer.
No, you have to answer. You can't opt out once you're in an or game.
Even if you don't, which would you prefer if you did? That's the Oreo. That's the essence of the Oreo.
I prefer not.
Oh, you had an Oreo. You know what the sensation of having an Oreo cookie, right? A delicious Oreo.
I'd only have Oreos if they were soaked in milk.
Well, that's a great way to
kind?
Have it. Yeah.
Well, what is Would you rather
have that stuffing or the chocolate cookie? Are you all about the stuffing or the cookie?
What's your ratio?
What's your ratio, bro? I really wanted to pin Matt into a corner about Oreo cookies, but he just won't do it. You're looking out for Nick?
That's what I'm looking out
for. All right. Matt, what are you looking out for? As I go get a beer.
It's a light week.
From the fridge.
But I'm looking for some Natty Light Flamingo shirts, I guess.
Oh, no. Brew trip.
Brew pub 20.
Is there a pocket on this shirt, or is it pocketless?
The Natural Light logo's on the pocket.
I can't handle button-up shirts without pockets. Just doesn't make sense. Oh, Mikey, you missed it.
Oh, no.
You missed it. He answered all your questions while you were gone.
Shit. I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have left. And while I was gone, I accidentally stepped on Louis' tail, and he didn't like it.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
But try it again. Make sure maybe he was thrown off.
How about this?
Yeah. Did I not do it right? We tried again.
Oh, man.
He's just upset you don't have crackers. It's not about the tail.
Yeah, he's pretty upset about the no cracker situation. He does not like it.
I love gold!
What's your guys' opinion on having a voice for your animal? Your dog? Your cat?
Yeah.
You know, do you do a voice? Because every dog I've had.
Are you asking me what is the voice?
No, I'm just saying, like, are you a make a voice for your animal guy? Because I've had a voice for all my dogs. I've had their own voice that I do.
Yes.
So, do you do that?
We give them personalities. The boy and the girl are different.
Here's your personality. Deal with it, dog.
Yep. And we make up, we narrate their day for them. With them, including quotes in between.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of dialogue. Louis has a lot of dialogue during the day.
Oh, yeah.
That's Lou. Lou's like this. He's a little bit New York. He's a little bit like
he's a little bit New York.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, Joey, very California.
Joey was like this. Joey was like this. This is Joey.
Yeah. Oh, he's Bronx.
Yeah.
The Bronx dog.
Miss that pup.
You'll be.
Yeah.
All right, well, that
ours
was all.
Ours are excited all the time. ours have high energy.
They're never mellow.
Yeah.
Boxers are not mellow.
They love treats. Our boy Ringo, he loves to eat anything that's not nailed down or painted, as they say. So we narrate his day. Oh, hey, I ate the paper for you.
And I ate the paper.
I did a good job. I ate it all. Hey, you didn't want that, did you? Oh, one time he stole a burrito off the counter. That is his most famous moment for us. So we recreate that moment in his life where he successfully.
Louis does not. Louis like excited this too.
So Ringo stole a burrito, complete breakfast burrito, off our kitchen counter one day. Oh,
Louis is getting out of hand here.
The foxes are out.
Apparently,
the fox is taunting him.
It could be fox, possum, cat. Dog, all of the above. Oh my god, yeah. Son of a bitch! Well, I'm gonna have to stop here.
One character,
the sound of my people.
It's cool, Louis. It's cool. Do you need a mic, Louis? No. Okay. That's all you're looking at for Matt. I enjoyed all those. I enjoyed them immensely.
Yep.
I opened up a beer from Dust Bowl Brewing. Our friends at Dust Bowl sent us another beer. I keep enjoying all these new Dust Bowl beers, and you guys keep not enjoying them.
Yeah.
This one's called Cash Crop. Cash with a K, crop. It is a 4.5% beer. And I've got the paperwork here on it. It's our new year-round fruited blonde ale. Boasts big aromas of orange and mango, making this an inviting thirst quencher. It's a year-rounder, like I said. It's 12-ounce cans and six-pack, going out in kegs. It's got Columbus hops. So Dust Bowl's getting in on the blonde ale. Mango, orange, mango, blonde ale. I cannot stand blondes, and this is actually pretty drinkable. So I'm looking out for Alvarado Street and Rubens Brews are collabed for a beer called International Style Juice. It's a very sleek can. I like it. It's an Imperial IPA. Juicy.
Wow. Is it juicy?
It's juicy. Slice Beer Company. I think you might have heard of them if you listen to this show. Ultimate Technology. And mostly this is a label buy because the can art has illustrations of devices that were like top of the line, cutting edge devices of the time, but now are outdated. Like a floppy disk, you know, large satellite dish. You remember large satellite dishes?
Oh, man. Yeah. Like 8 foot around.
Oh, yeah. Huge ones. Diameter. And that, dude, those are the best, though, because they would pick up some weird, weird stuff. I don't know if you ever had, we never had one, but.
Was this firsthand or secondhand?
No, like my friend Burns had one. And you just go around and like look at all these different channels and like, you know, you actually make the dish move. You tell it to like look at this station and the dish would actually go through a movement of looking at different satellites and picking up. You'd pick up some weird shit out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I knew with one, it wasn't working when I
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were younger and we lived on Austin Street, around the corner there was a house that had the satellite dish. And yeah, just like you said, if they went to a different grouping of channels, you could actually watch it rotate and reposition. And I remember, I assume I knew the people who lived there because I remember going to their house. And,
hey, man.
You know, like we just started.
The 80s, bro.
Yeah. Or 90s, bro.
Maybe nice. I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah. And it was just kind of like the Rick and Morty episode where they have the Unlimited Universe TV channel. So it's just anything and everything was on there.
I got to watch that episode.
It's a pretty funny episode.
Now I'm looking out for that episode. So yeah, it's a lot of a label buy. Humble C. Here we go. We've got a series of Humble C beers to get through here. Humble C, the Capri. Sure, I can't even pronounce how they. It's a Capri Sun knockoff. The label is a very Capri Sun influenced label, and that's only why I'm just like, yeah, Capri Sun. Rin and Shrimpy. And then, of course, a Rin and Stimpy label. And that's just made with Nelson. And it's a foggy DDH IPA. So, come on. Rin and Shrimpy. There's one called Almost. This is Almost My Name. And this label is almost calling me. It says, Hey, C. And but S-E-A. Hey, C. And it's a collab with Bastards. Roos Beer. It's hop infused with Ringnaka, Nelson, and Moteca. And then the fourth Humble C beer called Elon Mollusk.
Oh, no.
Yes. And that's all.
That's clever.
And it's got a mollusk, Elon-inspired mollusk on the label. And how about from North Park? I think Matt's been having some North Park beers. I haven't had any of these North Parks, but here's some that look good to me. Infinite Content, DDH Hazy IPA, Party Cup, a Mosaic Lager, and Hop Foo. I've been seeing a lot of that Hop Foo on the Instagrams this week. So those all look damn good. And if you use the code BeardedBrewer87, you get 20% off your first six pack of Party Cup. That's not actually going to happen. Still, go ahead and try it. See what happens.
Okay.
We had the explosion day happen since the last we met. Fresno was under siege for a day. Nick, what were you drinking this past week?
Nothing. I checked in.
Uh-oh. So I gotta remember. You drank so hard you forgot to untap.
Yeah. Hard. I did have... So Friday, I had Friday off because of the holiday. So I was able to head down to Zach's Brewing and get my Sweet Dreams, our Mango These.
Hey, I was there on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I was there at 1:30.
I was there at 2:30.
Oh.
I know. No parking lot get it's for me.
Damn it.
So I had that Friday night happy hour. I had a couple of Deschutes porters by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I did have Firestone Walker's new boxed beer, the cherry blossom. Yeah, something cherry blossom porter. I think that wasn't bad. Had a light fighter from Zach's, also by the pool side. I think that was it for the weekend. Not much beer, believe it or not. I drove home from the place we were hanging out at.
Oh, man.
4th of July. So I kept it light. Just had a couple beers early in the day and then called it good that night. Oh, I think I had a leftover DDH Sherman in the fridge.
Leftover?
In a can. Yeah, from my previous week's purchases.
Man, managed to hang for a whole week in there.
Well, yeah. Our fridge is not organized, so things tend to get lost, and then I go digging for
Well, it's a nice surprise.
Meat or cheese.
Nice late surprise for you.
And then all of a sudden, there's a beer. I didn't know about.
I had a beer.
Yeah, look at that. Free beer. It's like finding $20 in your pocket after you do laundry.
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
He was just trying to find the pickles, and he found a beer.
trying to find the pickles to throw them in the trash.
What?
Garbage.
Dear God.
Get these out of the way. They're blocking my mustard.
No, they are not. They are swimming deliciously in the mustard. That's the Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87. What were you drinking this week?
I actually checked in some beers.
All right. Untappd stock just went up.
Yeah. Very fantastic beer from House of the Pendragon Brewing Company in Clovisanger, Signs Turn Brown, Turn Around, California.
Yeah.
Mosaic of Change. Very good Mosaic beer. And I was lucky enough to find some Citra Ass at home, also in New England from House of Dragon. Also a good beer. Then there was from Cooperage Brewing Company, Big Kurt Rescue. It was listed as a pale ale. Triple dry hop General Sherman with Citra hops. Sipped on a couple of those. From Dovetail Brewing, I had a Vienna lager. I believe that one was, that was a chef beer.
That's a chef beer.
And then my buddy John Brazy came over. Disclosure, we worked together. So we're already close proximity. We were on the patio. Mm-hmm. We were distanced.
Outside distance.
So we had a Cosmic Omnibus, which was an Alesmith Modern Times collab.
Mm.
It was a New England with citrus zest. Heavy on the zest.
Very zesty.
And then I also had a chew donation. A Galactic Beach Cruiser, which was from Red Bus Brewing Company.
All right.
And then I think this also was a chew. Yeah, it was chew. These appear to be 4th of July beers. The retrograde orbit, which was a IPL.
All right. From
Bottlelogic.com/perfectpour for 20% off your online order.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna try that. Oh. When the signs turn brown, you better turn around. That was for earlier.
Yep. When the thank you.
I just had to get that in there. Couldn't let the show keep continuing without that, apparently. Well, that's Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. I drank beers too, guys.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
4th of July. What did I do on the 4th of July?
Mix pack.
No, we didn't have anyone over, so I didn't. No need to get a mix pack. Individual packs. before that, on the July the 3rd, because that was beer run day.
Oh yeah. Hey, I did that.
Oh yeah, I did too, and I forgot to hashtag it. So what damn a it. Waste! What a waste of a day.
Wow, we are not helping the cause.
No. Yeah, I went to Tioga and Zach's, and at Tioga, I got that Mirka Mania, the Hulk Hogan beer.
Hulkster beer.
That's a good beer. Also, from the market, I got a Haze Riot from Bike Dog Brewing. That's an Imperial Double New England. That's a good beer. And for 4th of July, I got this one. This is a label buy because it felt very 4th of July-y. El Segundo's The Independent. And it's got fireworks on the can.
Pew, pew, like, pew.
This is going to be for 4th of July. Reggie559 gave me one of his summer vibes from Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
Wow.
Look at that. And I drank that on 4th of July as well. And then I had this, the can release, the first can release from Zach's Brewing. The Sweet Dreams are mango these. No,
no way.
Yeah, dude. Spicy. Spicy.
It's spicy. It is. It's got a nice kick to it.
Yeah. And also got a fog nog from Zach's. Sorry. Jesus. Good thing you guys aren't in the studio. I just... spread all my germs
distancing
all over the studio. See, that's why you guys got to wear masks. You never know when you're going to have to sneeze, man. And got this.
There it goes.
Well, Louis has the coronavirus now because he's in the studio with me.
Dang.
that's what I was drinking on the untaps this week. And we're having a good time. Has anyone opened a beer in the past 10 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Did we cover that?
No, I told you guys about it.
Oh.
I forgot to mention that I'm drinking a Casa Azul from El Segundo.
Oh, Casa Azul. What is that? What kind of beer is that?
It's a Blue House.
Like a coffee something?
Oh, it literally translates to Blue House.
Okay. But like what style?
Oh, the beer.
Yeah.
It's a lager.
Lager.
I love gold. Yeah, the look of it, the taste of it, the smell of it, the texture. I love gold so much that I even lost my genitalia in an unfortunate smelting accident. Wow.
You got the extended version. Yeah,
extended version, huh?
Ooh. Director's cut.
Yeah, director's cut. I love gold drop. Think of that. We have some fun.
It's beautiful. We're having fun.
It's beautiful.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Pew, pew, pew. Nick, do you have some cheers?
I want to say cheers to from all the way in Fontana. Cheers to Ants and Robin. They part of the Garage Boys crew. They were road tripping through California, yeah. Oregon, and managed to make their way down to Fresno and dropped us off some beers. That's where my Great Notion Baby Junior came from, was Ants.
One of those nice craft beer couples out there.
Yeah.
The Ants.
They were having fun and checking dates and dropping beers off in the valley.
Dropping beers. I heard they got some industry access.
Wow.
Industry beer. Like nobody else was able to get beer. When they came through town. That's what I heard. That was a rumor.
Wow. Man.
We were going around Fresno.
It pays to know industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That's getting blurry.
Cheers to the Ants. So,
cheers to them. Cheers to the Zachs for the successful can release.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
More on its way.
Right.
Yeah, let's get some IPAs in cans. That's what I want.
No, it's over.
We did the goes. Let's get some IPAs in there.
No more. Nope. Especially ooh,
Chocotazo. Oh, how did I not even talk about that? Let's get some Chocotazo in cans, everyone. Come on. Let's pressure Zach's Brewing. Talk to talk to Zach about it. Steven's like, yeah whatever, man. You gotta hand Zach about that.
I'm gonna go brew some lagers. Leave me alone.
Steven's like, hey, yeah, I got lagers to brew, man. I don't have time for your Chocotazo. Matt, do you have some cheers?
I wasn't prepared for that.
I've only done like 360 something episodes. I wasn't prepared for this question. They threw me a loop.
Since I'm at home, I don't write my notebook anymore. So,
oh man, we got to get back in the studio. I wonder how much a Uber is from your new house to my house now.
It'd be the same price. We're the same distance apart as we were previously.
Damn.
Versus down. Versus being down B Street. Now we're down F Street from each other.
Ooh, I got the reference.
Wow. In local talk.
Local. I wish they would talk more local. Wait, what are you saying? The perfect part. I wish they would talk more local.
They're too broad. Can they narrow it up a bit for us?
Narrow it. Oh, you're from the same town they are? No. But I wish they would say more local things that I don't get.
I
don't
feel like I'm there.
Yeah.
You know how Portlandia, where they label the neighborhood the skit's taking place in? That's what I want.
Yeah. It's like Portlandia. Well, cheers to our golden gods. Every week we got to cheers them, and we're happy to do it because they're the best. Once a month, a website called Patreon takes $5 away from their, or more, away from their banking account and puts it in our banking account. And it's wonderful. It's fun. Fun for us. But they do get some benefit. They get a little extra show with the tailgate. They get in the, when they first sign up, they get invited to the forum. So that's fun.
Yeah.
And so cheers. Yeah.
If you haven't had enough Facebook in your life,
you're like, man, I need more things to do on Facebook when I get involved in a podcast listener forum. So cheers to our golden gods. Patreon.com/perfectboar if you want to be involved in that. So thank you everyone that can hang out and still support us through all this, and those that have been able to support us in the past that can't now, well, cheers to you as well. Also cheers to Hops_hand and Jason Martin 22299 for the retweets. And Chelsea Boyd and Cletus Dog and anyone that can share the show on their own social media. That's a big help to us. Anyone that can subscribe, or if you're in the Apple Podcast, leave a review. We did get back in there. We got back on our sixth spot on the Apple Podcast. So we're we were just completely disappeared from the craft beer rankings on Apple Podcast.
But we got a bone.
Yeah, we got back to our number six spot. So we're good. I can relax now.
All right.
We're good.
Are we still behind the podcast that doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah, we're still behind a couple of dead podcasts, but that's okay.
Also,
they've still been doing the virtual Get Its on Friday night.
Yes.
They've still been doing them. I guess we're back to being shelter in place again. So we should get involved in those again. Make sure if you're friends with any of the Garage Boys, with Chew Your Beer, with us.
How do they know if they're friends with us?
I don't know. You gotta check your shit, man.
Oh man,
with Jazz in Portland. message. He knows the code, and all those people know the code. Well, there's a lot of people out there that know the code. So if you just message us or message one of those people on Fridays, say, hey, man, I want to get involved in that virtual get it. Do it. It's fun. It's a good time. And it usually starts around 5 o'clock Pacific, goes to around 10-ish, sometimes later. Just depends how big the party is, man.
That's right.
If you just want to hang out with some cool listeners, there's your way to do it. And perfectportpod.com is the website you need to go to for all the stuff. And that's good, man. I think we're cool. I think we're going to have a good week, guys. We're going to have a good week.
Yeah.
You know why?
Good week.
We're going to be safe.
I'm fine.
We're going to have fun.
Uh-huh.
We're going to check our dates. And we're going to mask it.
Wait, I thought dates didn't count.
No, they're back to counting. But you got to wear your mask while you're checking your date.
Yeah. All right. Right.
You want to get your spray on when somebody else checks the date after you checked it. You want it to be clean. All right.
Do you sanitize the can before you put it back on the shelf?
I should. I do feel guilty about like grabbing something and then it's like, nope, I'm not going to get this. Then putting it back.
I don't want this after all.
Yeah, I do feel guilty about that now. Well, have a fun week and be safe out there, guys. Whee! It's the perfect ball. We're